Redline Comedy Club feature night continues. Next up, Auntie No Filter. She loves you, but she will still cook your ass.
All right, baby. Auntie is here. And tonight's lesson is simple. Your life needs a punchline. Because some of you are walking around with pain, drama, old family stories, bad jobs, weird customers, and no joke. That is wasteful. If life is going to drag you through the mud, at least come out with a bit. Look at Jesse. This man has been through family silence, divorce drama, state job foolishness, Uber and Lyft for 11 years, cleaning houses, AI bills, voice credits, websites, dogs, and turning 50. Baby, that is not a midlife crisis. That is a buffet of trauma with a payment plan. And Jesse still says, can we make this funny? Yes, we can. Because funny is not pretending it did not hurt. Funny is saying, it hurt, but I brought receipts and a microphone. See, lazy comics get on stage and say, my family does not talk to me. Okay, and that is not a joke. That is a Thanksgiving seating chart. Punchline. My family stopped talking to me so long ago. Even my voicemail started seeing other people. Tag. At this point, my emergency contact is customer support. Now we got a joke. You got to turn the wound, not worship it, turn it. And Jesse, I love you, but you need this lesson too. You do not multitask. You panic stack. Cleaning business on top of YouTube, on top of bomb.app, on top of AI voices, on top of thumbnails, on top of social media, on top of Henry. One more. Make it funny. Baby, your to-do list needs a chair and a glass of water. It is tired. Your ideas do not need more motivation. They need adult supervision. And that is why I like the cleaning business. Cleaning is honest. Dirt does not lie. Dirt does not say, I am almost done rendering. Dirt does not ask for an API key. Dirt sits there and says, you see me, bitch. That is a relationship I can respect. And customers are comedy gold. They always say, oh, sorry, the house is a little messy. A little messy? Baby, the hallway had a smell with seniority. The kitchen had dishes from a previous administration. The couch had secrets. I sat down and heard it whisper, get out while you still can. That is how you write. Do not say dirty. Show me dirty. Say, the vacuum looked at the carpet and said, I got kids. Say, the mop saw the bathroom and started texting its ex. Say, I quoted the job so high, the dust asked if I offer financing. That is a punchline. And for comics listening, stop thinking roast means being cruel. Roast means truth with rhythm. If it is just mean, it is lazy. If it is true and surprising, it is funny. Jesse is not funny because he is messy. Everybody messy. Jesse is funny because he is messy with a business license. That is the angle. He is not falling apart. He is itemizing the fall. That is why viewers will watch. Because people do not want perfect. Perfect is boring. Perfect has no punchline. People want someone standing in the chaos saying, I may be tired, but I can still make this pay. So here is Auntie's final advice. Write the truth. Make it shorter. Find the image. Punch at the turn. Tag it twice. Then cut the part where you were trying to explain your feelings like a TED Talk in sweatpants. Jesse, your life needs a punchline. But, baby, good news. Your life already has the setup.
Judge's table. Auntie gets a 95. Best line? Jesse is messy with a business license.
I give her a 94. She taught structure without sounding like a school board meeting. Strong.
I give her a 96. That cleaning material is shareable. The dust asked if I offer financing is a clip.
I give her a 92. Auntie got heart bite and better punchlines than half the open mic crimes I have witnessed.
Auntie No Filter, Redline Comedy Club, bomb.app. Your life already has the setup.